Your workout today is the dark side of the mind. We have a two-parter. Part A is handstand walk practice. We have a little challenge sprinkled in there. And then part B is on the minute, every minute for 14 minutes. Minute A, perform X number of wall balls. Minute B, rest. Your score in this is the number of wall balls in 1 minute multiplied by your successful rounds. What a day this is. Let's go into the wall ball section first, because I think this this is what the name of the workout is for today, the dark side of the mind. So we're picking a number of wall balls.
Yep.
Something that we can definitely do, or something that's going to be very challenging.
Yeah, so as the name suggests, you got to go a bit dark on this one.
Yeah.
You're thinking, what's that terrible number? That one number that you know you can do.
But you have to fight like a dog to do it. And you have to be perfect.
You can't miss it.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do it round one. You'll be like, oh, no way I'm doing this for six more rounds. But then round two, you have to go, okay, let's do it.
I better try.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone will be able to do like 30?
I think the cycle rate would have you so fast.
Yeah.
There is a limit too, because there is gravity here.
Yeah, there's only so many wall balls you can do in a minute. But then
if you're really tall, you could go faster than gravity for a bit longer in each rep.
Yeah.
You'll catch it. You can actively get to the bottom of your squat.
Yeah.
Get to the top quicker.
I have a lot of gravity to work with, waiting for that ball to come back to me.
You do. You do. So, yeah, it's about, then it's like, well, can I speed up my cycle rate of my squat? Can I be a bit more direct with my throw, a bit more accurate? So you're trying to really squeeze every last drop out of it.
And how do you go about figuring this out without actually trying first? Because we don't want to do an extra round, essentially, before we get there, do we?
Like, you could just do a 30-second test.
Get a test.
And then double that.
Double that minus two would probably be really
hard. Thinking minus one. One less.
You're meaner than me. Yeah, that might be a great way to do it. Do 30 seconds, see how many you get. Get someone to count for you.
Yeah, and that will scare you to death, because you were like, oh, double that, and I already wanted to stop at 30 seconds.
And I suppose the benefit behind all this stuff is, like, one of my pet peeves as a coach is, not pet peeve, but like, it irks me. I'm like, oh, is when people are walking out and they go, I should have done more. I should have. And I was like, I know. I know that. But willingly making that choice, knowing you have to go to the dark side, like, and all that stuff is a big challenge. But we're always really thankful for it, aren't we?
Yeah. And it's, when you think about it, overall, it's 7 minutes of work with recovery built into it. So, you know, you just got to commit. Like, you just remind yourself, I can endure that. Mm-hmm. And if I do, I get an awful lot for it. Like, you get a huge amount for going to that piece of intensity that we don't usually get to, the place where we just stop short of often. We get to go in there 7 times. The payoff is massive for that. So, yeah, convince yourself to do it.
So, part A then, we have handstand walk practice. I came up with this one, so I'm excited about this. There's handstand walk practice in there. Like, your coach will give you time to go and play about and mess about, but there are challenges built in as well. And I have 3 scales of challenges for people. So the first one is doing 3 wall walks for time. And this is like, it's not handstand walking, but there's people obviously who can't, but this is a great way to start moving your body weight in an inverted position and being able to lift your hands at the same time.
You are walking on your hands.
You're walking on your hands. You have the support of a wall, but you're walking on your hands. Then, so 3 of them for time. The option B then, like a harder level, is 8 meters handstand walk for time. And if you can handstand walk at all, like, the 8 meters will be marked out, and like, try, get a meter, fall, repeat until you get the 8 meters done, and then try beat that. And then we have a third option, which I think will be really fun, is 3 wall walks plus the 8 meter handstand walk. So you do the 3, and on the third one, you just start walking. So there's no coming down again. It's like, stay in that inverted position. You can use the wall to help get you going and walk from there. And that'll be a fun skill, because you're in that position and the arms are tired, and then you just have to shift your body weight from resting on the wall, which is what we all do, to get it like pivoted over onto your hands, over your shoulders again, and then control yourself from there. So you go from a very, very, very supported position to not, rather than the normal, oh, let's kick ourselves up into this perfectly, get myself set, and then go. So I'm really excited to get after this one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. And I think we get a bit of both here. Like, we get benefits in pants and walk by... it helps us build shoulder endurance, shoulder strength, shoulder control. So we get that because we get to challenge the endurance side of it. There's going to be a fatigue element. So there's practice, which is a bit of fun. And then there's the, like, can I get stronger, more enduring out of it? And whatever the version you do, you should feel probably challenged by the end of it to be able to keep going. So I think that's where this one turn goes from practice a little into training, which I think is a nice little shift.